Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blanks, but first, it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. And also, check out How to Do Everything. That's the podcast where this week they dig in a escape tunnel like El Chapo without having to meet Sean Penn. Hello, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Catherine calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, how are you, Catherine?
So wonderful, thank you.
And how'd you come to Cleveland? What brought you to Cleveland? I'm sure there's an origin story.
There is an origin story. I'm from Cleveland, but I moved away and spent the last several years in Colorado, where I met my husband, and then I dragged him back to Ohio with me.
Was he a garbage man who catcalled you?
No.
Okay.
That was the politest way I've ever heard anyone say, cram it.
Well, I want to welcome you to the show, Catherine. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. You can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two limericks. That'll make you a winner. Here's our first limerick.
Chipotle love, nothing can calm it. The health code is there, but they bomb it. You think salmonella stops this hungry fella? I still go, though it might make me...
vomit?
Yo!
Vomit, yep.
Good.
According to the Washington Post, die-hard Chipotle fans aren't letting burritos riddled with norovirus stop them from eating there. If they're lucky, they might just enjoy these burritos twice. One person profiled in the piece said, quote, I love Chipotle, and you have to take risks when it comes to love. Yeah, live a little, barf like no one is watching.
Oh, God. If Donald Trump promised to deport those people, he would win my support right now. That's really sick.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the next limerick.
Though Amazon helps the consumer, they grow like an uncontrolled bloomer. Though it wasn't malignant, I got quite indignant, 'cause FedEx delivered a...
tumor?
It was
tumor
a tumor.
Is right.
Yes.
I thought you would never get that.
When British man James Potten got a package from FedEx, he assumed it was the new Kindle he'd ordered. Instead, the box had instructions that read, specimen return kit, patient tumor enclosed. It wasn't a literal attempt at viral marketing, it was an actual tumor. It seems gross, but you know, if you're gonna get a tumor, let it be in the mail. Mr. Potent eventually got his Kindle, and the tumor was delivered to a nearby hospital where it tested as benign, though Makiko Kakatani of the New York Times called it, quote, a nearly impossible read that was both derivative and uniquely disappointing. I'm going to wait till the movie version of the tumor comes out. Here is your last limerick.
When I'm fishing, the lines drive me crazy. All the waiting beers make me feel hazy. No more fish will I lose when I snooze on this cruise, 'cause my app helps me be extra...
lazy?
Lazy, yes.
Yup.
Lazy it is.
Fishing, it's a relaxing, deeply meditative way to commune with and then catch, fillet, and eat nature. But for some people, sitting and watching a hook is too much work. They want all the excitement of fishing without all the paying attention. So a new app called Fish Century frees up the fisherman to concentrate on more important tasks, like polishing off that 12-pack of Budweiser tall boys. You cast your line, you sit back, and Fish Century sends an alert to your phone when you get a nibble. Then, if the fish appeals to you, you swipe right, and Fish Century reels it in. Just kidding, you have to reel it in, you lazy bastard. Bill, how did Catherine do?
Catherine has the secret. Got them all right. You must have been practicing, Catherine.
Way to go, Catherine. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for playing the game.